Culture Class, Holidays in Egypt, Lesson 4, Fast Breaking Feast. Hello and welcome to the Culture Class, Holidays in Egypt series at ArabicPod101.com. In this series, we're exploring the traditions behind Egyptian holidays and observances. I'm John, and you're listening to Lesson 4, Fast Breaking Feast. In Egyptian Arabic, it's called
Eid al-Fitr.
The Fast Breaking Feast is one of the most important festivals in the Islamic nation. It comes after the Ramadan 30 days of fasting. Muslims wait for this day to celebrate their efforts, spending time fasting, praying, and performing acts of obedience to God during that month. In this lesson, we'll see how Egyptians spend the days of the fast-breaking feast. Now, before we go into more detail, do you know the answer to this question? What do the majority of Egyptians have for lunch on the first day of the fast-breaking feast? If you don't already know, you'll find out a bit later. Keep listening. In Egypt, as in other countries, the fast-breaking feast is also called the Lesser Eid, or
العيد الصغير,
because it lasts only 3 days, while the sacrifice feast, which is called the Greater Eid, or
العيد الكبير,
lasts 4 days. During the fast-breaking feast, all families are keen on making cookies, or
الكحك,
biscuits and petite fours. During this festival, there is also a tradition of giving the children of other families a sum of money as a gift. Children usually wait for it, and they usually buy confectionery treats and fireworks. One of the most important events on the first day of the fast-breaking feast is the Eid prayer. Usually people enjoy performing the prayer, or
Salat al-Eid,
in parks and in mosques' yards, in the open air, with families and friends. Moreover, the majority of young people stay awake the whole night of Eid, waiting for the dawn prayer and Eid prayer that are often between 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. Because the majority of young people stay awake, clubs and shops remain open until the morning. Now I'll give you the answer to the earlier quiz. What do the majority of Egyptians have for lunch on the first day of the fast-breaking feast? As we already know, this festival comes after a month of fasting, when salty food and any other kinds of food that cause thirst, such as seafood, are less preferable. Due to this, once Ramadan is over, the majority of Egyptians prefer to have fish and other delicious seafood. So listeners, how was this lesson? Do you have a festival during which you eat cookies? Let us know in the comments, and we'll see you next time. Bye!
إلى اللقاء!